This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm James Hattori, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I have very tender feelings for the FLDS people. I hope that all FLDS girls and women will understand that no matter what anyone may say, you are created equal. You do not have to surrender your rights. I know how hard it is, but please stand up and fight.
We are disappointed in the UAW's decision to call a national strike. The bargaining involves complex, difficult issues that affect the job security of our U.S. workforce and the long-term viability of the company.
I think both sides have come out strong. There was no permanent damage as a result of the strike. It was very tough bargaining. Both sides made some very tough compromises. And both sides, I think, have something to show at the end of the day for what this contract will do.
Members of this body will be faced with a simple choice. Will you vote to provide health insurance to millions of children, or will you vote to take health insurance away from the children who currently have it?
Make no mistake about it. This is a government-run, socialized health care wolf masquerading in the sheepskin of children's health care.
Let's then be clear at the beginning. Mr. President, you exhibit all the signs of a petty and cruel dictator.
So we're quite clear what we need. If you have created the fifth generation of atomic bombs and are testing them already, what position are you in to question the peaceful purposes of other people who want nuclear power?
In Belarus, North Korea, Syria, and Iran, brutal regimes deny their people the fundamental rights enshrined in the Universal Declaration. Americans are outraged by the situation in Burma.
Professor Gambari spoke of a fork in the road for the Burmese authorities, whether they go backwards to the period of violence and repression, or whether they can find a way forward to negotiate a new future for their country through national reconciliation.